True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like, whatever, dude.
Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand. You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
We are 2 weeks in, and President Trump is already delivering big wins for the American people. Let's go through the facts. On the border, President Trump declared a national emergency, deployed the military, ended catch and release, and reinstated Remain in Mexico. And already, illegal crossings are down 95%. We are resuming construction of the border wall, and Colombia's president is now offering his own plane for deportation of illegal Colombian immigrants. On the economy and energy, President Trump unleashed American energy, declared a national energy emergency, and killed Joe Biden's radical electric vehicle mandate. Wall Street is booming, AI investment skyrocketed to $500 billion, and there's $20 billion flowing into U.S. data centers across our country. President Trump is restoring law and order. He labeled the drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations, and he is deporting criminal illegal aliens, and he signed the Laken Riley Act into law. Draining the swamp, President Trump signed more than 45 executive orders. DEI has been purged from the government and our military, and lazy federal workers have been ordered back to the office. And when it comes to free speech and transparency, President Trump took 12 times more press questions than Joe Biden did in a week, reinstated 440 silenced journalists to the press room, and ended government censorship. Promises made, promises kept, and we're just getting started.
We start the show with Caroline Leavitt, the White House press secretary, not because we want to play, you know, the White House's PR campaign. Clearly, that was a produced video. It's got nice patriotic music behind it. But because that was the best I could find of wrap-ups of the first 2 weeks of the Trump administration. Yes, this is Wiggins America, and I'm having trouble because the things that we're talking about right now are coming so fast that by the time I do this weekend show, it feels like an eternity from the last time we did a show. So I think the best route, maybe going forward permanently, we'll see. You know, if Trump stays at this pace, this is what we're going to have to do. I'm going to have to go through each segment of the four segments that we do in an hour and start with Monday and Tuesday in the first segment, this one, and then go through each day of the week to recap all of what's happened in 1 week. So that's why I played Caroline Levitt there, because she's the first 2 weeks. Now we're almost into a full third week now. As of Monday, will be 3 weeks. So let's start with what happened this week. Just Monday, we were talking about tariffs. Yes, we thought the world, if you were paying attention to the mainstream media, you thought the world was going to end and we were all going to start paying three times the price of everything we buy if you were reading what they were selling. In fact, it wasn't just the mainstream media. It was people like Chuck Schumer.
Let's just take Super Bowl Sunday, okay? It's going to affect beer, okay? Most of it, Corona here, comes from Mexico. It's going to affect your guac, because what is guacamole made of? Avocados, both from Mexico. If you have pizza, it's going to affect the cost of cheese.
Within an hour, all of this hand-wringing and screaming about the tariffs, he's starting a trade war, was over because he had come to an agreement with Mexico and Canada. And now we don't have a trade war. At least he paused it for the time being. And as we've said many, many times, he's not really using tariffs because he wants more tariffs. He's using tariffs to get other things done. In this case, it's border security. He specifically said this is about fentanyl. It's about you stopping the flow of fentanyl. That's why he included China in those tariffs. So that is an ongoing issue. But Mexico and Canada are not, unless they don't follow through with what they promised President Trump immediately. He got immediate action from them. It's amazing how quickly these things are resolved and how quickly we move on to the next topic, which is why it's important to pause and go, look, this was just this week that this was happening, and remind ourselves of all that's taking place in this very, very active Trump administration. So that was right away. And I gotta say that my reaction when I was reading it all last weekend through Monday, that people are writing op-eds, and it, you know, I mean, news basically is op-eds at this point, from every major news outlet telling us, and all influencers on the left telling us, well, he's getting us into a trade war. Get ready to pay three times what you were paying before. This is going to be ridiculous. Here's how hypocritical those people are. You can look, and you can really look at their timelines and see a lot of these people and some news organizations really didn't mention the worst inflation in our country's history for 4 years. Then, at the threat of the possibility of prices maybe going up on certain items, they lose their mind and create apocalyptic scenarios that make everybody afraid if you're paying attention to the mainstream news. This is one of the reasons that the mainstream news continues to have less and less and less influence. Some of it is shifting priorities for people in media at all. You know, people are watching TV, live TV, less than they ever have. But the credibility is gone because it's not just TV. It's New York Times. It's CNN. People just don't trust these places anymore because they know, I just watched you for 4 years write a bunch of opinion pieces basically like shifting the blame or saying it's not that bad for the worst inflation in history. And then, again, this isn't even price increases that actually happened or would actually happen. This is at the thought of the threat of the possibility of certain prices going up. And that's not even necessarily true, because if you look at what Trump did during his first 4 years, oh yeah, remember he was president for 4 years? He did the same thing. What did prices do during Trump's first term? Nothing. In fact, they went down in a lot of ways until COVID hit. So you look at history, there is no authenticity in anything that's being reported about him right now or being said about him from the left. I hate to say it because I like to be a little bit more nuanced in my approach to these things and say, well, these groups and these groups, the left is just straight up propaganda lying because it's Trump. They don't really stand on anything. They just stand on, if it's Trump, it's bad. Therefore, we will be opposite it. Enter USAID, which sounds like U.S. aid, and it is not, by the way. USAID is the U.S. Agency of International Development. This is an unchecked organization under the...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
State Department that very few of us knew anything about until we started to discover that they had no checks and balances on the money coming in, and they spent it to do things that were very corrupt. One of them that's been revealed, I don't even know if this has been reported very much. And by the way, we're still talking about Monday here. This is everything that happened just at the beginning of the week. We'll get to the rest of the week throughout the rest of the show here. But on Monday, it was all about USAID. I mean, it still is. That's been ongoing. And the corruption of them using, they would actually topple certain regimes with their money, or they'd fund certain candidates in certain countries. Now, the U.S. has done this for a long time, but should we be doing this? Probably not, or at least not as brazen. I don't know. Like, this is a really dicey issue. And for us to be doing it, without the elected officials knowing it, that's the big problem. So look, I prefer certain leaders in certain nations over others too. How involved we should be is the question. But the fact is, their priorities in this organization, they were unchecked. They were spending on whatever they wanted. Nobody really even knew what they were doing. And now we go to shut them down, or at least envelop them into the State Department under Marco Rubio, who is now their leader, the head of the agency, I guess you could say. And people are apoplectic, like the world's ending, because you're ending a government agency that's spending billions and billions, if not trillions of dollars. Why would you be opposed to this? It's because Trump's doing it. They're just opposed to it because Trump's doing it. Here's some specifics they were spending on.
Through USAID over the past several years, these are some of the insane priorities that that organization has been spending money on. $1.5 million to advance DEI in Serbia's workplaces, $70,000 for a production of a DEI musical in Ireland, $47,000 for a transgender opera in Colombia, $32,000 for a transgender comic book in Peru. I don't know about you, but as an American taxpayer, I don't want my dollars going towards this crap, and I know the American people don't either, and that's exactly what Elon Musk has been tasked by President Trump to do, to get the fraud, waste, and abuse out of our federal government. Thank you, guys.
Now, those numbers, those are a drop in the bucket compared to the spending that goes on. It's like I can see people going, well, that's not even, but that look at what their priorities are. That's what they are spending money on, and it's a lot bigger stuff than that. The problem is they go to shut down this organization, and they actually say Marco Rubio is reporting this. Marco Rubio is saying that now that he's in charge of this, and actually he was anyway, they're just sort of bringing it more under the wing because of accountability. They were saying, we're not accountable to you. We're not accountable to anybody, basically, because we're a quote-unquote charity. They were operating more as a charity, and they're saying, that means you don't have jurisdiction over us. You are a government-funded entity in Washington, D.C., under the federal government, and they want no oversight. That's how crazy things have gotten. And by the way, that's just Monday. Stick around for everything that's happening in Trump land. I think that's what we're going to do, at least this week. And if things keep up at this pace, this is what we're going to be doing here on Wiggins America.
Mr. Famous Entertainus, Wiggins America.
And now, an excerpt from The Grocery List, a book by Ryan Wiggins.
Since so many people are put off by the idea of bathroom attendants, why not just have a guy who stands in there and smiles at you?
The Grocery List, Food for Thought, by Ryan Wiggins. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
It was Monday that we just heard in the last segment. We were walking through the week in news because it is happening so dang fast that I think we forget that some of the things that we were talking about the earlier part of the week were actually just this week. So I think that's a good way to approach these things. So that was Monday. This segment will be Tuesday and Wednesday. And actually, it gets pretty easy for me at this point because I was actually live on the Annie Fry Show on Wednesday, a couple days this week, but I was on Wednesday. And we talked about the comments that President Trump made about Gaza and the press conference that Caroline Leavitt had.
Wiggins America.
That is wonderful news.
You know, in the last 2 years, or since October 7th, 2023, you would say, well, what is the solution? And nobody had one. And so when you hear somebody actually give a solution, even one that was not really one you were thinking would happen, you go, oh, let's listen and consider, because there have been no solutions. The solution, I have a lot of thoughts on this, and we'll get to them later. But the solution can't be, let's just do what we've always done. That's not an option. You can't just keep doing the same thing you've always done. You get the same results.
If you get the same results, that'd be a problem.
So Carolyn Leavitt is the White House press secretary. She is taking questions right now, and Brad has pulled
great
up.
To see you here today.
They've asked this question, actually.
On Gaza, the president has spent basically his entire public career criticizing
foreign entanglements, nation building, sending American troops to fight abroad, particularly in the Middle East. This plan seems like it could ultimately involve all of those things. Can you explain this reversal and how building and owning Gaza squares with America First foreign policy?
I would reject the premise of your question that this forces the United States to be entangled in conflicts abroad. The president has not committed to putting boots on the ground in Gaza. He has also said that the United States is not going to pay for the rebuilding of Gaza. His administration is going to work with our partners in the region to reconstruct this region. And let me just take a step back here, because this is an out-of-the-box idea. That's who President Trump is. That's why the American people elected him. And his goal is lasting peace in the Middle East for all people in the region. And as I said in my opening remarks, we've had the same people pushing the same solutions to this problem for decades. And it's been made very clear to the president that the United States to ensure stability in the region for all people. But that does not mean boots on the ground in Gaza. It does not mean American taxpayers will be funding this effort. It means Donald Trump, who is the best deal maker on the planet, is going to strike a deal with our partners in the region.
Because he did not rule out American troops in Gaza last night. Are you doing that now?
I am saying that the president has not committed to that just yet. He has not made that commitment, and you know that.
And on the foreign partners, the Jordanians, the Egyptians, the Saudis have already panned this plan. What foreign partners, if any, have expressed any interest in being part of it?
Well, the president has said he's been socialing this idea for quite some time. He's been thinking about this. He said in his remarks last night, this was not a decision or an announcement that he takes lightly. And the president has already spoken to the president, al-Sisi. In fact, that was his first foreign leader call. He's meeting with the King of Jordan, King Abdullah, next week. He spoke with the King of Bahrain. He spoke with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. And he has made it very clear, he's been very vocal, that he expects our partners in the region, particularly Egypt and Jordan, to accept Palestinian refugees temporarily so that we can rebuild their home. I'd like to show you some images of Gaza that were taken. Fox News aired this. I mean, that is, as they put it, in an apocalyptic scene in Gaza. This is an uninhabitable place for human beings. Do you really think that families can live their dream in a region that looks like this, with no running water, no electricity? And the special envoy to the president, Steve Witkoff, recently traveled to Gaza, as you all know. And he came back with images that he showed the president of the dire situation here. And the president made this decision with a humanitarian heart for all people in the region.
Caroline.
Peter.
Thank you, Caroline. Are any officials here preparing to fight Democratic lawmakers in the streets?
Absolutely not.
So
thanks for the question.
Some elected Democrats are so steamed about Doge. Congresswoman LaMonica McIver says, we are at war. Mm-hmm. Ilhan Omar says, we might actually see somebody get killed. And Chris Van Hollen says, we have to fight this in the Congress. We have to fight this in the streets. So what now?
And may I just point out, if you heard that type of violent, enticing rhetoric from our side of the aisle, from Republican leaders on Capitol Hill, I think there would be a lot more outrage in this room today. It's unacceptable, the comments that have been made by these Democrat leaders, and frankly, they don't even know what they're talking about. Because President Trump was elected with a mandate from the American people to make this government more efficient. He campaigned across this country with Elon Musk, vowing that Elon was going to head up the Department of Government efficiency, and the two of them, with a great team around them, were going to look at the receipts of this federal government and ensure it's accountable to American taxpayers. That's all that is happening here. And for Democrat officials to incite violence and encourage Americans to take to the streets is incredibly alarming, and they should be held accountable for that rhetoric.
It sounds like something that they're most concerned about is Doge engineers with access to Treasury systems. Can you clarify? Do the Doge engineers have read-only access
Yes.
in these systems? So they are not allowed to write new code?
No.
They are not, okay.
No.
And then one more thing. NBC is reporting that some of the illegal immigrants that we've seen rounded up and arrested mm-hmm. are not being deported. They're being released with ankle or wrist monitoring mm-hmm. devices, or they have to check in on the phone. So is the administration arresting more people mm-hmm. than you have room for?
I have seen the reports, and I'm glad you brought it up because we want to address it. There have been a total of 461 illegal aliens, this is of this morning when I got this information from DHS, that have been released from custody of the more than 8,000 that have been arrested since President Trump was inaugurated. It's less than 6%, and there are reasons for their release. Some of the factors include a lack of significant likelihood of removal in the foreseeable future, lack of detention availability, which is something this president and this administration has been incredibly vocal about. We are doing everything we can to deport and detain illegal immigrants, but we need Congress's help to increase funding for Border Patrol and for ICE to increase detention capability in our facilities. And then other serious medical conditions have also been the reasons for some of the release of these individuals. But none of them have final deportation orders. Many of them are probably contesting their immigration status. I'd refer you to DHS for more details, but I did get that information because I knew it would be a question. So thank you.
White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt there. That was a couple questions from Peter Ducey from Fox News. Before that, it was NBC News, wasn't it?
Yeah, Garrett Hake.
Garrett Hake from NBC News. So let's take these one at a time real quick here, because I thought there was a lot of information. Nice pull there, by the way, because there was a lot in that couple minutes. The first part about the questions about Gaza, I thought that was a good question from him about how do you actually plan on implementing this? Because that's the question that Trump is going to have to figure out, and Netanyahu and everybody else who's associated with this thing. How do you actually implement this if none of the surrounding countries are willing to take the refugees? That's a big, big question. And what her answer to that was, well, they're talking. So she's not saying, oh, no, no, you got this all wrong. She's saying, no, you actually have this right. Right now, they're saying no. We expect them to change their mind.
We expect them to say yes.
So we'll see. But that's, if it were anybody else, I'd go, eh, we'll see. It's Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He tends to pull the right strings and get these things done.
Well, And to me, this is kind of like what I was saying. It's everything's stale. Everything's flat. When the soda's flat, sometimes you got to shake the bottle. And whenever he said, we're going to take Gaza, that shook the bottle. I mean, you can't argue with the fact that people, like, Twitter blew up. Everything blew up. The first question in today's press conference was on this Gaza thing. He's shaking the bottle. And I think he's doing that so that we can come to maybe some new ideas to find something different.
Well, people are commenting in the chat. I pulled up a comment from Dale that I thought was really good. And actually along the lines of what you're saying, Brad, he said, this is Trump's style. He's getting into the head of the other Middle Eastern countries, hoping Saudi, Egypt, and others will say, never mind, we'll clean it up and take the people. Trump hates perma-war. I think that's a very, very wise way of putting it, that he is actually not going to do exactly this, but he's going to, as with everything, it's the art of the deal. You come in big, and then you settle for half of what you were hoping to get with the big presentation, and then you got 50% more than you thought you were going to get. I mean, that's the way Trump does this over and over and over. And before we move on to the next question, I will say that my thoughts, you know, we've discussed this before on the show and said, in terms of immigration even, that the left really wants everybody, including the right, to think about this through the eyes of the illegal immigrant. And we said, fair. Okay,
yeah.
We can do that. We can think about this through the eyes of the illegal immigrant. And we came to the conclusion that if my life were as bad as some of these people's lives, I'd look for a better life too. That doesn't make it right. That doesn't make it legal. That doesn't mean that you can't have good immigration policy.
Right.
It just means that looking at it through the eyes of the illegal immigrant is a fair perspective. What we were asking others to do, so we being the right, I guess, in this situation, asking the left to do, is that's fine. We can look at it through the eyes of the illegal immigrant. Can you look at it through anybody else's eyes? And the answer seems to be no. But can you look at it through the eyes of a parent who lost their daughter to an illegal immigrant? Can you look at it through the eyes of a legal immigrant?
Who did it the right way?
Can you look at it through the eyes of a community that's been overwhelmed by illegal immigrants and it's straining all their resources? Can you look at it through the eyes of a government? Can you look at it through the eyes of Mayor Eric Adams, who's trying to figure out what to do for New York City because he's so overwhelmed by it? Can you look at it through the eyes of anybody else? And that's what we're asking you to do. We'll do what you're asking. Can you do what we're asking?
Yeah.
That's a fair proposal.
Yeah, and like the deep understanding of this that I want my friends on the left to understand is you're not doing anybody, like, it feels good to help that immigrant because you heard their story and their story is very unfortunate and very sad. But whenever you take that person and you put them in a position like you did, New York City is a great example, where you have overstrained the resources, you've overflowed schools, you've, like, basically, I remember them taking parks away so they can build encampments for where people can live. When you overflow the resources and you cause hardship, not just for the immigrants that are fleeing what you say is hardship, you're causing hardship for your own citizens, and not normal hardship, like excessive hardship. You're not doing a plus positive or a plus. Yeah, it's not a positive on the morality front. You're actually being immoral and causing harm and causing more harm to everybody. Because you're motivated by the story. But you've also got to think about this from a logistical standpoint.
Look at it through anybody else's eyes. Really, not all we're asking is look at it through other lenses than just the one.
And the people that whose lenses you're looking at it through are not bad people for saying, hey, we can't do this.
The reason I even bring up that example is because I was trying to do the same thing with the Gaza thing. The left is saying, and not all the left, but the really far left, and there are even some people on the right, I think, who would say this. So it's very fair. We could really take red and blue off of this issue in a lot of ways. It's hard to do, but we'll try to, and say, okay, if the far left, and I'm referring to people like, for whatever reason, I follow John Cusack on Twitter. He is a huge proponent for Gaza. That's all he talks about, is the people of Gaza. Okay, if you're really that invested in protecting the people of Gaza, my assumption is you're asking me to look at it through their eyes. Even this issue, look at it through their eyes. Okay, fair. That's fine. I'll try to do that. Then if I'm going to do that, I'm not going to look at it. One thing I won't do is look at it through the eyes of Hamas, because Hamas is terrible and terrorist and evil, and they murder people for the sake of their race. These are awful people and a terrible ideology. I'm not going to look at it through the eyes of Hamas. So I'm assuming when you ask me to look through the eyes, you're asking me to look through the eyes of a civilian, an innocent bystander, a conscientious objector. I don't know that you're actually asking me that, but I'm going to assume the best and say that's what you're asking me to do, is look at it through the eyes of these sort of innocent people who've just been caught up in this system. The problem is the system indoctrinates people from the moment of birth into radical Islam. So what do you do if that's the prevailing ideology? How do you find those few people who are conscientious objectors, who don't want any of this Hamas stuff, who don't want to have anything to do with terrorism? Well, first of all, that's really, really tough. But then let's say that you can find some of them. And let's say it's just kids, you know? Mm-hmm. Let's say it's the innocent kids, poor kids, they're being brought up in this. It's no fault of their own, but by the time they become adults, they have chosen that way of life. But when they're kids, they're not really choosing that. Okay, look at it through their eyes. Really, great. Then what's the best for them? That's my question. And this is really the question I think is the most important to be asking throughout this entire debate that maybe you're going to have at a bar this weekend. Maybe you're having it with your family. Maybe you're having it on social media. Whose eyes are you asking me to look at this through? Are you asking me to look at it through Hamas's eyes? Because that makes you bad. Don't ask me to do that. I will look at it through the conscientious objector, maybe the average citizen's eyes, who may not want to be a part of this, although I question how many of them there are. And I question, and I wonder if the answer isn't, wouldn't you want a fresh start? I mean, especially for kids.
Yeah.
If you put them right back in this situation again, you're going to get the same outcome. But if you don't, if you are going to change it, don't you want a new future? If you look at those pictures Carolyn Levitt just showed, you weren't able to see it because you listened to the radio, but you've seen pictures of Gaza. It is absolutely destroyed.
Yeah.
And by the way, Gaza, if you're wondering, the Gaza Strip is about twice the size, I looked this up, as St. Louis City proper. So that's about how big it is, twice the size of St. Louis. So it's not a huge area, but it is basically gone. Like, they don't have hardly any shelter. Like she said, they don't have running water. If your solution is, no, let's just keep them there, that's actually not really looking at it through their eyes at all. That's looking at it through your eyes, and you're casting your sort of preconceived notions. So, and again, there's a lot to this, and that's why I like listen to the experts and listen to people discuss it, because I think that is the point of this, is to be a conversation starter to a really, really difficult situation that doesn't have an easy solution. Otherwise, we would have already solved this thing. We did Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Now we're into Thursday. And I won't spend too much time on this because I feel like we have talked about this quite a bit, kind of in and out, because it's not just a one-day thing. The whole Doge and USAID thing is amazing. They are cutting spending very, very quickly. And I know the big criticism, the actual criticism from the right is a legitimate one. And some of the people on the left are saying this. Well, it's not actually that big of a cut. The things that you're talking about aren't going to make a big enough impact. Well, that's a legitimate criticism, but what's the alternative, that you don't cut these things? I mean, you have to start with this stuff. So it's great to see them doing it. And this USAID thing is unbelievable. The amount of stuff, I mean, it just looks like a straight up money laundering operation for Democrat causes in a lot of ways. Fact check verifiably now that they were spending money to prop up media outlets. Donald Trump says they were doing it with the BBC. I think he mentioned Reuters in there. Politico is one of the top headlines. And I actually looked into the Politico thing, and it is verified now that they were spending $8 million a year on quote-unquote subscriptions to places like Politico and a few others that they were like a tier of subscription that would be like $15,000 a year for hundreds and hundreds of government employees, to the tune of millions and millions of dollars that they were funneling into these organizations to prop them up to get good coverage. Obviously, that's what was going on. But to fight against these things, Democrats are not upset by the getting rid of the waste. They're trying, they actually are, that's what they're upset by, but they're trying to find some other way to say it. And one of the ways has been to be angry that Elon Musk isn't elected or doesn't have the right security clearance. First of all, he does have the security clearances, so that's nonsense. And second, all of the people in these agencies are unelected. Do you realize that? They got access to our information. They're unelected. Well, Elon Musk is unelected. So are all of these people in the agencies. So I really don't get the complaint there. Then there's also this complaint. Well, if you get rid of real headlines, if you get rid of USAID, you'd be getting rid of jobs. Do you understand the nature of jobs? Like why jobs exist? It reminds me of this that I've played on the show.
And by the Atlantic Puppy Grinding Company. Maybe it's evil, but think of the jobs.
Sure, it's evil, but think of the jobs. I love that. Here's Eric Schmidt talking about some verifiable, fact-based cuts that are happening.
Because you can't really defend this kind of stuff. $45 million for diversity and inclusion scholarships in Burma. $3 million for girl-centered climate action in Brazil. $125 million to racialize public health. $288,000 for diverse birdwatcher groups. USAID, which is in the center of the storm right now, and rightfully so, spent $1.5 billion to, quote, advance diversity, equity, inclusion in Serbia's workplaces and business communities. $70,000 for the production of a DEI musical in Ireland. $2.5 billion for electric vehicles for Vietnam. $47,000 for a transgender opera in Colombia. Not Columbia, Missouri, or Columbia, South Carolina. The country of Colombia. $32,000 for a transgender comic book in Peru. $2 million for sex changes and LGBT activism in Guatemala. $6 million to fund tourism in Egypt. This is what they're mad about.
Yep, and what's the Democrat response?
We won't rest! We won't rest! We won't rest!
No one elected Elon Musk to nothing!
That's right.
Not one Democrat in America voted for Elon Musk.
What we're not going to do is stand around while they pull this bull. We are going to be in your face. We are going to be on your.
We will see you in the courts, in Congress, in the streets. Elon Musk is a Nazi nutball baby.
What are you protesting? You're protesting loudly and declaring war that they're trimming the government fat? Now, actually, what you're protesting is that they're changing your way of life and the way our country operates. They're actually getting rid of all of your friends' money. A lot of this stuff probably props up their campaigns. Now, that's big picture stuff. So we're going to be watching to see if any of these things start to affect actual politicians, because then you're talking about legit money laundering. But I bet that that's why they're so upset. Well, anyway, that's Thursday. We still got to get to... Yes, USAID was probably a money laundering operation for a lot of reasons, and we're going to find out more about that as the days go on. But this is a little bit bigger animal to tackle, because there could be bigger dollar amounts attached to any fraud. I mean, we're starting at $100 billion here, so that's a pretty big deal. Well, thanks for listening. This is Wiggins America. Appreciate you tuning in. We're going to stay on top of these things and give you the facts. So that's why I hope to continue to entice you to tune in as we go about the Trump administration.
Get more at 971talk.com.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.